Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April the 9th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices for May corn down a penny and a quarter, 434 and a quarter. May wheat down 8¾ cents at 557. And May beans down 4½ cents at 1177. We did have a new sale, 124,000 metric tons of old crop beans to unknown. Wheat was lower off the good crop ratings, 56%, good to excellent. We didn't go down, which was surprising considering the dryness in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Those states are showing certainly dry areas. The rest of the country is in pretty good shape. That's well above the 27% a year ago. Corn planting's 3% planted versus 3 on average. Spring wheat planting 3% versus 2 on average. So the wheat let us down with these decent ratings, and that kind of dragged the corn and beans down with it. We haven't heard as much talk today about the dryness in the plains, though it has been hot and dry there. It looks like South Dakota, North Dakota is going to get some rains, but it's still going to stay fairly hot and dry in the southern plains out here. So at the moment, the trade doesn't seem too concerned about it with the decent wheat ratings that we're seeing. We've got resistance in the wheat at the 50-day moving average. We got up there a couple of times in the last 2 days, couldn't close over it. We backed off today. That resistance comes in at 569. If we were to close over 569, that would certainly be helpful. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen today unless there's some big news out here. The metals continue to soar. Silver on contract highs, gold on historic highs. Bitcoin's down 1,200 a coin. The outside markets, the dollar's just down 20 ticks. Crude oil's down 12. Dow Jones looks to open up about 50 higher. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but certainly we're going to start the grains under pressure. We'll see if the funds want to come in and buy anything. Doesn't look like they seem too concerned before the reports here. I would think they might be a little concerned with the shrinking corn carryout. But for the time being, they seem pretty content where they're at. Short corn, wheat, and beans, and meal. They're just long a little bit of oil out here. But for the most part, they still remain heavily short corn, wheat, and beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.